Fear upon losing awareness. Question. I have a problem. The moment I lose awareness, the fears and negative emotions are attacking me. It is impossible to maintain constant awareness all the time. Can you give me some advice? Answer. The real problem is in trying to maintain awareness. Let's call awareness X and negative emotions Y. The general statement is, as soon as I lose X, Y happens. The real problem is the dependency on X. If your peace of mind depends on something, that is the crutch for you. That thing that you depend on is the problem. That is the basis of Buddhist practice. You have to start by observing the need, in this case, the need to be aware all the time. What you are seeing is that your mind is not stable, satisfying, or controllable. And this makes you think there is some kind of problem. Actually, you are beginning to see the nature of your mind. You are starting to see things as they are. This is what you see when you practice mindfulness, that you can't control even your own mind. The attachment to some stable, constant awareness has to be dealt with before you can approach the fear and negative emotions. If you are distracted, note, distracted, if you want to be alert, focused, and aware, note, wanting. If you dislike the fact that you have lost focus, note, disliking, etc. As for the fear and negativity, even these are not problems. They are just experiences. Seeing them as a problem will only make things worse, as you will react to them feeding further negativity. Start just looking at them. Look at everything that arises. Do not think to yourself, oh, this is no good because I'm going to get afraid again. Or, what about those negative emotions that I had yesterday? What if they come back? When you could be focusing on what is right here and now. Awareness is right here and now. You can create awareness at any moment. You cannot lose it because you did not have it. You create it in one moment, and that is the moment that you have awareness. Specifically, we are trying for a type of awareness that is firm and objective, where you simply know the object as it is, without any kind of judgment or extrapolation. You can create this type of awareness at any moment. The labeling or noting is a recognition. It reaffirms the recognition of the object. When you recognize something, you reaffirm that recognition with the labeling, and you keep the mind at bare recognition without getting caught up in it. When this is done, all negative emotions disappear in a moment, and only the physical manifestations are left. Negative emotions last for only a moment, but they affect the body. For example, you might think that you're still angry because you have a headache, tension in the body, or a fast heartbeat, etc. But none of those things are anger, rather they are the physical manifestations caused by the anger. You can focus on the physical manifestations and deal with them, but the actual anger only lasts for a moment. If you are unmindful of the physical manifestations, anger can arise again, creating a cycle of stress and suffering. The same goes for fear. Not all of what we call fear is actually fear. Fear is a momentary mental state that causes changes in the body, and then we associate these changes with fear and become upset about them. Then we get more afraid, and it snowballs. If you are mindful of both the emotions and the physical manifestations moment to moment, slowly they will work themselves out. Be patient, be realistic, do not have expectations, and consider that you are here to learn. That is why what we say we are doing is to practice rather than to perfect. You are not here to perfect, you are here to practice. And more importantly, you are here to learn. It is not a magic trick where you sit and meditate, and then poof, you become enlightened. It is not like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It is learning. Learning more about yourself, and learning more about reality. And that is what you have done in noticing this situation. You really learned something, and you are continuing to learn about something that you do not want to accept. You are learning the hard truth that you cannot control the mind. Trying not to feel guilty and trying not to beat yourself up is a very important part. People often experience guilt and anger for not being a perfect meditator. We feel the need to be perfect at everything, so we spend most of our lives beating ourselves up because we are not perfect.